The gun in Catherine's Pucci handbag bumped reassuringly against her hip as she double-checked the address of the Connecticut apartment building. The scrawled numbers refused to snap into focus until she blinked a few times. Her eyes were still raw from yesterday's news of President Kennedy's assassination, from seeing photos of a tear-stained Jackie Kennedy, whom Catherine sometimes glimpsed while giving tours of the White House, wearing that blood-spattered pink suit while Lyndon Johnson took the oath of office aboard Air Force One. Yesterday had been the final straw. 1 week ago, Catherine's entire world had fallen apart. 1 day ago, the country. But today, armed with a crumpled letter and the Smith & Wesson revolver her father had carried when he was shot down at the Battle of Saipan, Catherine was going to right some very old wrongs. Two bullets, she thought to herself. One for her, and one for me. The building hunched in front of her was nondescript, shabby and run down. Even the wood of the stairs underfoot felt rotten. Catherine, Cat to everyone outside of her mother, who had called her Kathy, had probably watched too much James Bond in Dr. No, but she'd expected a former spy to have a more impressive abode than this two-story mud-brown building with sagging gutters and peeling paint. Probably fallen on hard times, she thought to herself, as she knocked on the door of number 201, wishing she could break it down instead. She's damned lucky she's not in jail. Cat waited, then gave a second sharp rap with the heel of her fist. She was about to start peering inside windows when a squat woman with snuff-brown hair cracked the door wide enough to reveal a rusted chain lock. She looked more run down than the building itself, save for her painted red lips. Not just any red. Vicious, violent, poisonous red. Hello. My name is Catherine Gray. Cat smoothed the flip of her Jackie-esque bob, every rebellious blonde strand lacquered into place with half a can of Aquanet. Given the way the blood was pounding in her ears, she was impressed that her hands didn't shake. I'm here to see Elizabeth Bentley. The door slammed in her face. Cat raised her fist again, this time ready to break the door down, but stopped at the unexpected rattle of chain. The door reopened, wider this time. The dumpy woman's gaze swept the empty street, making Catherine wonder what, or who, she was looking for. I'm Elizabeth Bentley. Her voice came out slightly nasal, with that East Coast finishing school polish Catherine had grown accustomed to hearing after 3.5 years at Trinity Washington University. Elizabeth Bentley's face was the sort no one would notice in a crowd. The perfect face for a spy. The image was only marred by a small mole below her left eye and a scar that streaked beneath her lower lip. This was the face of the woman who had destroyed Cat's life. It's now or never. In one swift movement, Cat aimed the Smith & Wesson revolver straight between Elizabeth's eyes. The gun made a satisfying click as she cocked the trigger. You ruined my life, you communist bitch. And now you're going to pay for it. She'd thought she'd be able to just pull the trigger, to end all this and escape the lethal undertow of pain. But when the moment came, Cat hesitated. Can I really end someone else's life? Am I capable of that? To Elizabeth's credit, she merely blinked. Was she really so accustomed to staring down the muzzle of a gun? Well, Catherine Gray, unfortunately, I ruined a lot of people's lives. Why don't you come in and we can discuss, like civilized people, what I did that was so heinous that you want to kill me? Whatever Cat had been expecting while she rehearsed this scene in her head on the train ride up from Washington, D.C., a civilized chat was definitely not it. Except Elizabeth was already turning around. The open door, an invitation to follow her.